Good morning, gentlemen. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We are in the second pasuk.
Bat Ahva Lev Baala.
The Eshet Chayil, who has the ability to make her husband feel secure.
Beshalal Lo Yehsan.
She will be zocheh, and he will be zocheh, to have the strength, to have the capability of winning the wars of life. Success in life, says Shlomo HaMelech, from a husband's perspective, is when they feel secure, security that they get from their wife. And it's the same vice versa. A husband who gives his wife security gives her the strength and the ability to win in the battles of life. As we've been learning, giving someone security is not as simple as it sounds. It's not a note that you write them that you should feel secure. It's something that a person has to do. We've been learning some of the things that a person needs to invest in to make another person feel secure in the relationship. I'm going to quote you a line that I think is a very, very powerful line. I hope I'll be able to explain it in its full depth. I think almost every wedding that you heard someone speak, almost every Divrei Torah or speech by a Sheva Berachot has a common theme about giving, about marriage being successful when the couple gives each other. Life's about giving. It's a very common theme, and it's a correct theme. A marriage without two givers is a marriage that is not successful. I'm going to quote you a line that I saw in the name of Rav Shach. I'm going to say it in Hebrew, the way I read it. I think it's worth it just to hear the words in Hebrew.
He says, Lada'at latet. To know how to give, ze hashuv me'od. It's very important to know how to give. By the way, you see from there that giving itself is not only the chokhmah, the wisdom. There's a wisdom of knowing how to give also. That's a very different subject. Lada'at latet. To know how to give. Ze'e hashuv me'od. Very important. Ulam. However. Lo pachot hashuv. It's not any less important. Lada'at lekabel. To know how to receive. We have to explain that. But we just heard something very powerful that needs explanation. One more time. Knowing how to give is very important, as we all know. But he says it's no less important. Lada'at, to know lekabel, to know how to receive. These words, happens to be, were said to a kala who was an orphan, a yetoma, who for many years, before her marriage, she was carrying the weight of her home. with the absence of a mother. So she became used to give. Who was taking care of her? Usually, a young lady has her father, her mother taking care of her. This young lady had nobody taking care of her. In fact, she had to take care of her siblings. So she got used to a life of giving, which is beautiful. But she also got used to a life without receiving. So you would say, okay, great. Who wants to receive? It's great to be a giver, not a taker. We would say, beautiful. Regular kids learn how to be takers from their parents. They're constantly taking from them, which is not a good thing. This girl's lucky in a way because she learned how to give and she didn't learn how to take. Beautiful. Who needs to learn how to take? It's like a person who learned not to drink and not to take drugs. Gorgeous. Very good. She learned not to take. We would say that is beautiful. We would say, wow, she's so lucky in that way. But Rav Shach, alav shalom, to this young lady, had to give her a hizuk and direction and advice that you have been used to giving and not receiving. But when it comes to a relationship, comes to a marriage, it's not the way to go. To be only a giver in a marriage is not the way to go. Even though if you heard all the Shiva Berachot speeches, you would say, top, I only give. I give and give and give. I don't take nothing. Sounds great. The rabbi tells her, Alayich Vadad, you have to know. And this everybody has to know. And not only in marriage, by the way, any good relationship. You have to know that a person in his nature, a husband, your husband, your wife, the nature of a person is that they want to give to somebody else that they care about. If you care about somebody, you want to give them. You want to give your parents, you want to give your children, you want to give your spouse. It's the nature of a person. They want to give. And therefore, you have to be mindful of that. Not to block yourself from receiving. Because when you receive, you're letting and allowing someone to give you. Those were the words of advice that this great rabbi had for a yetoma. If somebody would bring me a yetoma that's getting married, or bring you a yetoma, I'm sure you had a lot of good things that you would share with her. After all, she didn't grow up with parents. She never really saw a marriage. I'm sure there's a lot that we could tell her that would be considered wisdom that she would appreciate. I don't know that any of us would have chosen this. I don't even know if we know the value of this. Altogether. But yet Rav Shach, from all the different things, he could tell this young lady, this is the one that he chose to tell her. Learning how to receive in a relationship is not only important because it gives the other person the ability to give, but it's also important for the recipient to feel beloved, to feel special. When a wife receives something from a husband, she feels ahub, she feels beloved, and the same vice versa. Oh. You spoke about a husband feeling secure in the relationship. You know, one of the ways he feels secure, believe it or not, is when he feels that he is satisfying his wife. He feels that he is doing for her and she is feeling fulfilled as a result. It's one of the great feelings of a person that wants to give someone is that they feel the other person has received what they gave them, appreciates it, is using it, is making their life more enjoyable because of it. Pasuk says, Vesimach et ishto asher lakah. Says when they go out to war, we know the first year, person gets married is exempt. Why? Because Vesimach et ishto asher lakah. Because he has to make his wife happy. That's not just a shana rishona, that's just the first item. That's a necessity of a husband. It's a natural desire of a husband to want to make his wife happy. For a husband to feel security in the relationship, and the same by a wife from a husband, to feel secure in the relationship, you have to feel secure that the other side is receiving happily and you're satisfying them. And Eshet Hayil is constantly broadcasting those feelings of satisfaction of what she gets from her husband. It's an art how to broadcast to someone that you are satisfied with what they give you. Whether it's money, whether it's love, whether it's help, whatever it might be, an Eshet Hayil is constantly giving over with her words, with her body language, with her smile, with her comments. She's constantly giving over her feelings of satisfaction from what her husband is giving her, doing for her. And even if it's not exactly what she would have liked, even if it's not exactly what she expected, but a great person is able to find the osher, the wealth, in what they have, even if it's below their expectation or different than their expectation. And again, everything we say about the Eshet Hayil, it applies equally to a husband. A great husband is the one that's always broadcasting his satisfaction from his wife's work, from his wife's cooking, from his wife's whatever she does. It's a broadcast constant of feeling satisfaction. It may not be exactly what he wants. And maybe he had a little different of a dream. To feel disappointed in what the person is doing for you is one of the great weaknesses in a relationship. It makes the person feel not secure, because security comes from the relationship, and part of the security is that I'm giving and he's receiving. When the person feels they're not doing their job to give, it makes a tremendous hole in the relationship. They don't feel the security. So even if it's not exactly what I dreamed for, on that is the word, Zezeu Ashir Sameh Behelko. The words of Pirkei Avot is talking to every wife and every husband. Show satisfaction in what you're receiving. Be like Yaakov Avinu when he told his brother, Yesh li kol. I have everything. Yaakov didn't have everything. But that was the feeling. That was the way he understood what Hashem gave him. It's possible through a person's attitude to feel that they're not missing anything. Like the Pasuk says, Dorshe Hashem, Lo Yahseru Kolto. Those who have their mind aligned with the Creator, if they live with the Torah principles, they don't lack anything. What does that mean they don't lack anything? That means they have everything? No. It doesn't say they have everything. It says they don't lack anything. You don't have to have everything not to lack everything. Not to lack anything, excuse me. Lo yahseru kol tov. Such a critical part of a relationship that a husband broadcasts his satisfaction and the same from the Eshet Chayil. Is a little bit of a challenge for the great woman in this area. A woman by her nature needs a lot of attention. And she needs a lot of warmth. And sometimes she makes a mistake because of that. Sometimes she feels or she thinks that by showing her husband how hard it is for her, how much she's suffering, how much she's not getting, she feels and thinks that this is the way that she's going to get more. If I broadcast, I tell you that I'm not satisfied, this way I'm going to be able to get more from you. So we have this issue, this colliding his and her side. He wants to feel that she's satisfied. That's what makes him feel successful, strong, happy. She needs to feel that she's getting the attention, so she needs to tell him how she's not satisfied to get that attention. And it's a terrible mistake. A woman with chokhmah knows that isn't the road. Telling your husband you're not satisfied from what he gives, from what he does, isn't the way to make him better. The opposite. You are weakening him. Yes, you want something, but you're not going about it the wrong way. Guy wants fish. And he goes to a park. Is working very hard, putting all the bait somewhere in the dirt. He's waiting for the fish to come. It's not coming. But I worked so hard, but you worked the wrong place. You have to know that's not the right way to get the good results. Telling someone that you're not satisfied from what they do for you doesn't make them better. It makes them worse. It makes them feel small and they start becoming small. And they don't have the strength to do what they want to do. It's a very big mistake that we make. In practice, lemaaseh, they are many times where a husband doesn't really do what he's supposed to do. And that's a problem for an Eshet Chayil. You know, it says that women are datan kala. Their mind is light. What does that mean? On the surface, it seems like it's a negative thing. It's not a negative thing. Datan kala means that they're able to switch gears very quickly. They don't get stuck in one thing. A man goes to work, his mind is fully in. Even after he leaves work, he's home and he's still in work. Because for the man to switch gears, he's not kal, he's not light, he's heavy. To get someone who's heavy to get up takes time. Person who's light, right away gets up. The nature of a man is that he's where he is and he's all in, and it takes him time to move on. Women are not like that. They're moving from thing to thing. They can't sit and focus for a half hour. It's not their thing. They're cow. They're going from thing to thing. It's a blessing for them. They have a kid in one hand. They have the phone in the other hand. They're peeling potatoes in the other hand. They're juggling. They're going. This kid needs to eat. This one just came home. He needs to shower. Doctor's appointment. Get up. They're moving from 100 miles per hour. They have no time to get stuck. The husband comes home. He's still in the office. They made an experiment. They gave men carrots to peel while they have a child in the other hand that they're holding and a phone on their ear, they're talking. So the results came back. They either peeled their hand or they dropped the phone or they dropped the baby. He couldn't coordinate all these items all at once. Datan kalas, the ability to move quickly from thing to thing, it's not one of the strengths of a person, of a man. Hashem did it on purpose because a man needs to focus. He needs to sit down and learn Torah. He's got to sit 3 hours on a Tosfot. He's got to focus and sit. And sit and sit. Hashem made it for that reason. So because of this nature of a man, sometimes a wife might misunderstand his lack of presence. He's home, but he's not home. He's still in the office. He's still in the Beit Midrash. He's still thinking of Tosfot. She may translate that as Zenkev Ami. If he cared about me, he's home. Well, why is he in the office? She doesn't realize that his brain works different. She is present at every moment for every kid and every person. So she's looking at him and say, "What? Where is he?" It's a wrong translation of what is happening. She may feel like he's ignoring her. where in reality it's just a man thing. It's very important to know that.
One time I was talking to a couple, lady was complaining. One of her complaints was, he never helps. I said, like, well, give me an example. She's like, Friday afternoon, the house is flying. I got 8 kids in the house. They need to bathe, they need to shower, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm doing, we need shopping. He comes in, 12 o'clock. He goes into the living room, takes out a book, closes the door, and he's learning. And it's a zoo in the house. Where is he? I told her, did you ever ask him to help you? She said to me, what is he, blind? He can't see. Stand and answer. What is he, blind? He doesn't see I need this. He doesn't see I appreciate that. Whether it's the example I gave you or many thousands of examples, what is he, blind? Can't he pick it up? And the answer is no. And Eshet Chayil understands that her husband's mind is different. He doesn't see because he's somewhere else. He's in his own world. So what's the solution? I need help. Ask him. He doesn't see. Don't translate that he is somehow ignoring you or your needs. It's a mistake to think that. It starts a very bad cycle of you feeling not satisfied, him feeling those vibes, and more and more, and it's not going anywhere. And it's all being mistranslated. The translation is that men, datan, are not kalot. They're not light. They're heavy. They don't see things. They're stuck in thoughts and places. But they want to give. Just ask them. Of course, when you ask them, you have to know how to ask them.
Never should a question start with the word why. A request that starts with why is out. That's called, I'm not satisfied.
Why?
Why you didn't help today? Why you walk in and ignore? Why does the neighbor always bring flowers for his wife before Shabbat? When you request with why, you're not asking. You're showing a lack of satisfaction, which is not getting you to your desired destination. And also, a request should never start with the word you. I'm giving you rules now. Can't start with why, and you can't start with you. You never do this. You don't. You better. Those two words, amazing how two words could be so destructive to a home. Why and you have to be erased from both the husband and the wife's vocabulary. Baruch Hashem, people don't speak to such good language today. It's easy. Just erase it. We whine you out. A request starts with I.
Starts with me.
I love when you buy me flowers. Beautiful. I love it. I love it when you help. I would really appreciate if you could help me today with the kids. Imagine the difference. I would really appreciate if you can buy me something on the way home. The difference is huge. It's the same request. One shows the person, I need you. I need you to do something for me, which he wants to do for you. The other one is saying, I'm not satisfied from who you are and what you've done. It's a whole different message. It's amazing how a slight change in the wording can make all the difference. That's why we need wisdom. Because in the world we live in, it doesn't matter what you say, how you say, it matters. Everything matters. So of course, when we speak about being satisfied with what your husband is doing for you, it doesn't mean that you can't ask him to do other things that maybe he's not doing. In fact, you must ask him if there are needs that you really have and he could fulfill them. Just gotta be very strategic in how you broadcast the request. It says that women were given tish'a kabin shel siha. Basically, 90% of words were given to women to speak. It means they like to talk. She could be on the phone for 8 hours straight with the same person. Once I asked my daughter, how long could you speak to your friend for straight? She said, there's no time. No time. She couldn't even give me like, I thought maybe 24 hours. No. There's no expiration. I said, what are you talking about? We could talk anything. It's an amazing thing. But when it comes to telling your husband what she needs from him, all of a sudden she can't talk. What do I have time for? I was like, you're talking for 8 hours, nonsense. It's amazing, it's wild.
I have to tell him.
The tish'a kabin were given to a woman so she can express what she needs from a husband. Hashem gave you those words so you could talk to him. Because he needs reminders. Imagine the Yetzer Hara is unbelievable how all the important things, somehow he gets in the way. One of the great enemies of the satisfied woman. One of the great enemies. Till now we've been speaking about strategy. How to feel, how to talk, how to understand. But you have to know, there is one major enemy that is fighting the satisfied woman. And if this enemy is present, it's going to be nearly impossible to be a satisfied person. You have to know that. You could do everything I just told you. All the strategies, all the right words, all the right feelings. But if the enemy is given space in your life,
there is very, very, very little hope that you can be that woman. And that is when women discuss with each other about what they are doing in their private lives. When a woman tells her friend what her husband bought for her. When this is the way they socialize, talking about themselves openly with others, if that's the kind of friends that they have, where they sit around and discuss the different things that they're receiving from their home. Today, it's not about necessarily sitting around lunch, social media. If a person is broadcasting to others what's going on in his life, in her life, and she's seeing what they're doing in their life, you might think it's very innocent. You might say, okay, what are we doing already? We're just entertaining ourselves to see what people are doing. I'm bored. This is the enemy of satisfaction. There is very little chance that a person can be satisfied when they're constantly hearing what other people are doing. And therefore, being in such forums is detrimental to a marriage. It's the enemy of a good marriage, knowing what the neighbor next door is doing. And therefore, an Eshet Chayil stays out of such conversations and such realities. She is careful not to talk about what's going on in her life, and she doesn't want to hear what's going on in other people's life. I don't need to know where they went. I don't need to know what they wear. I don't need to know how much they spent. I don't want to know. I don't want to be involved. You have to, in today's world, you have to take an active approach and a decision. I do not want to be involved. I am deleting all social media. I do not want, if I want to talk to somebody, I'll call them. I'll text them directly. I don't want to know what people are commenting. I don't need to know what they're saying. I don't need to know where they, I don't need to know. It's going to be damaging to my relationship. Like it or not, that is what's going to happen. You cannot feel satisfied when you know so much around you. The Eshet Chayil in today's world recognizes the dangers of knowing what's going on in the lives of others, and keeps her eyes on her own home. In such a reality, she can find full satisfaction. I'll end off with the words of Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim, Alav HaShalom, in his book called Chukei HaNashim. He says, צריכה האישה להיות שמחה וחלקה. No major חידוש, says the Ben Ish Chai. A woman has to be happy with what she has. ותסיר הקנאה מליבה. And she should remove jealousy from her heart. This is a plague of the generation. People are constantly looking at each other. Ve'isha, he says, a woman, she'titen aineha be'mamon haverta. A woman who has her eye on the money or on the possessions of her friend.
or her clothing. She's analyzing her clothing. Wow, how much she spent, how much she bought. Or her belongings. Isha zo. He says, this woman, harbe titzta'er b'chayeha. She's going to have a lot of pain in her life. Can you imagine that? Rabbeinu Yosef Haim. A woman is looking at others, is asking for pain. V'kol chayeha, and all her life, tir'eh atzma, re'eva. Her whole life she's going to feel starving. Merov kin'ata, because of so much that she knows and she's jealous. Jealousy is a human feeling. You have to protect yourself not to see so you don't get jealous. He says, kol asher tikneh, whatever she buys, tachshov atzma reka, whatever she has, she feels she's empty compared to the other person. V'titaveh mishel zeh v'zeh. She wants that person's looks and this person's pocketbook and that person's dress and that person's child and that person. Lo ya'aleh be'adah, it's not going to happen because no person has everything. No person has it all. V'ya'isha asher tismach b'chelka v'lo tistakel al rechush haverta. Says Rabbeinu Yosef Haim, a woman who stays local and doesn't look at others, doesn't want to see what they're doing, what they have. Tamiti esmeha, she'll always be happy. Vesevea, and satisfied vetova. Words of emet from Rabbeinu Yosef Haim. We live in a world that's opposite this. The more people you connect to, the more people you hear about, the more friends you have, the more successful you are. Says the Rabbeinu Yosef Haim, the opposite. The more pain you're asking for. This is one of the great investments of an Eshet Chayil and an Ish Chayil. By Garbet Rav Shach says, so important to know how to receive. When you know how to receive, you're giving others the ability to give you, which makes them feel valuable, and you're making yourself feel beloved. Learning how to receive is not an easy, automatic endeavor in life, like you just got it. You gotta work on it. Receiving brings security to the one that is sending and giving. And with that, shalal lo yahsar. With that, you'll see tremendous beracha in your relationships. Have a wonderful day.